back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go to the lines, do not hang up. We've got to give you at least one humorous, well, there's a humorous, but I mean, we need a little levity. How about Lauren Boebert in Colorado for levity? Turns out the Attorney General of Colorado is investigating her for fraud in the 2020 election. She put in for inflated mileage $22,259. But here's the clincher. Here's the clincher. In a 7-month period from April 1 to November 1, think about the geography of this, 7 months, she claimed mileage of 38,712 miles. The circumference of the Earth around the equator is 25,000 miles. She claimed in a one congressional district in Colorado that she put in 1.5 times the circumference of the Earth in 7 months. Now, I'm familiar with her congressional district. It involves Rifle, Colorado, but also Aspen, if you ever skied out there, Snowmass, Basalt. If she drove her car continuously 24 hours a day around that small area, she would not have exceeded the circumference of the Earth, to say nothing about the circumference times 1.5, 38,000 miles. She also took $20,000 of donor money to pay off tax liens on her restaurant in Rifle. She has a restaurant in Rifle where the waitress is are all required to wear pistols. I'm not kidding. Open carry. I mean, if you're ever out in that area, go in there for a hamburger, and everybody's walking around with a gun. Everybody's walking around with a gun. $20,000 donor money, pay off tax liens on her restaurant. You know, enough's enough with this one, and I'll tell you another one where enough's enough. Another one where enough's enough. Bill Gates and Marjorie Taylor Greene to a podcast together. And the other day, one of them said, it was Gates said, quote, I'm not making this up, quote, "I would rather give Nancy Pelosi a sponge bath than have dinner with Adam Schiff," end quote. Now, that's just a weird thing to say. I mean, a weird thing to say. What's with the sponge baths, okay? Then here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene said to him, "Matt, would you trim her toenails?" And he says, quote, "I would trim her toenails with my teeth before I would have dinner with Adam Schiff." Now, look, I've known a lot of congressmen, you know, and senators. I've known, you know, Bill Proxmire, Gaylord Nelson. I've known Les Aspin. I've known Bob Kastenmeyer, you know, Clem Zablocki, Jerry Klechka. In a million years, none of these people would it have occurred to them to say something like that. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has a diaper thing. She chased AOC down the hall. AOC went in her office and locked the door, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's beating on the door shouting, "Put away the diapers. Are you putting on your diaper?" These are two seriously disturbed individuals, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And another one is Lauren Boebert saying that she put on 1.5 times the circumference of the Earth in her Colorado congressional district in 7 months. Okay, we're going to the lines. We'll do it in order. First of all, CJ of Stoughton. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, more than money is going to come to what a previous caller said, my candidates' votes are going to come, because what's the price of gas today? Another new record. You spoke earlier about, and I do appreciate you speaking up against violence against judges, but you left out one fact. You blame Trump, of course, but who said this, Matt? Let me tell you, Justice Gorsuch. Let me tell you, Justice Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you'll pay the price. Who said that, Matt?
Well, it wasn't anybody that was threatening violence against them.
Oh, that was
nobody that
was
threatening
Senator
violence
Chuck
against them.
Chuck Schumer. And they're lifetime appointments on the Supreme Court. So how are they going to pay? And Matt Garland let it go on for a month. Is it not against the penal code? Title 18, U.S. Code Chapter 73, Section 1507, to protest or try to threaten or intimidate a justice? So Merrick Garland, Ron Johnson's going to be reelected, Matt, because he did offer a bill the day after the shooting, and Chuck Schumer blocked it. It was called the Luke and Alex School Safety Act. So your claims of Johnson doing nothing is simply false. Chuck Schumer blocked the bill to do something. So this is all about cover up and blind. This theater that's going on tonight isn't going to show anything, but votes are coming in November, so you better hurry up, because there's going to be actual investigations.
Well, CJ, I want to, before we run to the end of this segment, I want to respond to what you're saying here. First of all, Ron Johnson, let's put aside for the fact that he said he does not trust our CIA and FBI, but he trusts Russia. Put that aside for a second. The second thing is, put aside for a second that he will not vote for anything to rein in AR-15s out of the hands of 18-year-olds who walk in the day after their birthday and buy it and then shoot up a school. He will not support background checks. He will not support anything, nothing. And third, this is a guy, quite frankly, who is not sticking up for the United States, not sticking up for Wisconsin. How can you possibly support Putin? How can you possibly oppose any, and I mean A-N-Y, any law that would help to stop school shootings? The fact is that Ron Johnson has been in two terms. He claimed he'd only serve one, now he wants three. He's got to get out of there. Wisco Paul, we have a little time before the break. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Boy, I don't know. It's like listening to right-wing talk radio. Oh, the GOP owns talk radio as long as it's the Democrats dropped the ball. A little thing on gun control. When I was a young man, one of the big things to do was hunt white-tailed deer, and the other one was I had a good friend. We hunted waterfowl and pheasants. But as far as gun control, when I was young, you couldn't carry a loaded gun around in the car unless it was cased and unloaded, or you're going to get fined. So I don't know what year that law changed, but that's the law that should have stayed on the books. No reason for people to carry long guns around in a car. Now we've moved up, and it's assault weapons. And they should show the pictures of what these assault weapons did to these young, poor little young people in the classroom. Assault weapons, I used them. They're meant to kill people, Matt. They just tear you to pieces in the inside. So Johnson is still for assault weapons, and I don't know what CG's talking about, but I hate to even waste my breath on that guy. He listens to talk radio. I'm starting to think he spends more time listening to you. But anyway, maybe Bill could back me up, but I don't know what year that changed, but at any rate, I see these pictures where people show guns in the back of a pickup hanging there in the state of Wisconsin. Never happened. At least it never happened that I was aware of. And now you can carry assault weapons around. It's ridiculous.
Well, thanks for calling. We got to go to a break. You said a mouthful. I'm going to respond to you after the break, and I'm also going to get to the next caller in line. Do not hang up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.